All right, guys, hello and welcome back to another episode of Crew for You, the Brawl Stars podcast. I'm Miss Quest, and I'm back in the episode. Let's get right into it. Yeah, not much happened today. 53,555 trophies. Yeah, as you can see, didn't focus much on trophy pushing. Also, didn't feel like it. So, yeah, I mean, that's that. But I did get a bunch of quests done. I've got 3 left. Went 5 out of those. Jesse deals 160,000 points of damage in duo showdown. Win 5 battles in siege. I'm kind of waiting for the siege quest to come because my Jesse's at 627 and I kind of don't want to lose that. So, no, I'm going to wait. And yes, it is Golden Week. So, yeah, we got new music, I think. Maybe. I don't know, I tend to not listen to music lately, just because I have it turned off for podcasts, and then now I just listen to a podcast while I play, because most of the time I'm on the bus, and I don't want to listen to the things around me, which I can hear a little more clearly with just game sound on. But yeah, in the shop we have Golden Week offer for 650 coins, 4 megaboxes for 5 US dollars. We have the big Golden Week pack for 220 gems, 4,000 coins, 14 megaboxes for 10 US dollars. And I'm going to pop up first to one of my minis I haven't claimed because we got a little free reward. And I'm sorry. And if you not max, that offers 300 coins, 200 power points, and 4 megaboxes for 5 US dollars. So you're looking for a few more power points, you can go ahead and pick up that, I suppose. Yeah, I'm going to pop over to one of my bunch of random speedrunning accounts to see just what, you know, what kind of stuff, so I can just see the 200 coins award. And yeah, you can get 200 coins for free. Yeah, it's just a Golden Week special offer. And yeah, also there's, Neko B offer, you can get B and Neko B for 149 gems. You can also get Leon for 349, so if you're looking to pick up any of them, consider it. I mean, yeah. But yeah. Also, 3,500 Tokenblers are in the shop for 89 gems. Shiba Nita for 79, Tanuki Jesse for 79, Sakura Spike for 39. Neko B for 79, Gold Neko B for 149, and all of these will be in the shop for the next 6 days and 5 hours. You're going to have plenty of time if you want to pick up those golden skins. So that's pretty cool. I mean, some pretty cool skins up there. I want Gold Neko B especially, but I don't think I won that giveaway, so. Yeah, it looks like the yeah, it looks like a little more information on Neko B and Gold Neko B, now that I can, like, look at them. Looks like the Gold Neko B has, like, the glitter effect of, like, the true gold skins. While Neko B is nothing, so, which makes sense. But yeah, so pretty cool. No real news, except it's, besides, of course, it's Golden Week. I can check if there is anything in, I mean, any announcements today. Besides, oh yeah, Neko B. Besides Neko B, doesn't look like it. Oh yeah, this is good news. Just someone replied saying, just coins, won't we at least get a big box? Bruh, however, free stuff, it's free stuff, thanks. And then Danny responded, this will age well, so, yeah, that's good, just because, I mean, we can look forward to getting, maybe, I doubt we'll get a gift every day, but maybe we can at least get, like, a big box, like, on the fourth day, and maybe a mega box on the last day, I don't know. But yeah, okay. So I'm not really sure what to talk about today off the top of my head. I've got a topic, but I don't want to bring it up for podcasting, even though it's kind of related. Okay, here's a thought. The Super Soulmate campaign is over tomorrow. So, that's really exciting, just because we know a skin that'll be announced. We know they'll, I know it's like all a central theme in the, you know, all central theme in the summer, but maybe if there's like a sub theme, we can maybe look forward to other similar skins or a similar brawler in that update. So yeah, it's always exciting to see what they pick, and you know, will we get one skin, will we get two skins? Because if you remember for the bow campaign, which is probably the best thing we have to compare for this, we got two skins, yeah, warrior bow and horse bow. And then, yeah, because that's the best thing we have to compare it to, just because besides that, we had BB&B, hero or villain. And yeah, this is the third one. And because BB&B was a, obviously a three, or a two brawler map, I'm not sure what I, or two, I can't even talk. A two-brawler campaign. The bow campaign is the best thing we have to compare it to. So from the looks of things, we'll probably be getting three... What is up with me and threes? We'll probably be getting two skins. So yeah, that's exciting. If I had to guess, I mean, I would guess that the Duck Nita is gonna win. I have no clue on the other skins, though. So, we'll just have to see what happens. I mean, that sounds obvious, but it's what we're gonna have to do. See it. I'm not entirely sure why they did it on Nita. Like, why did they do the Supercell main campaign? I mean, like, I get there's a lot of potential with Nita and like Bruce and such, but like, Nita already has so many skins. Like previously, she had Shiba Nita. She had Panda Nita, she had Red Nose Nita, she had, maybe they're looking to get more year round. I don't know, she had, what else is there? Panda Nita, I believe. So yeah, I'm just kind of confused because it seems like there are plenty of options who have zero, or not, okay, not zero. Plenty of brawlers who have one or two skins, and it just seems like an odd choice to pick Nita. I feel like for the next one, there'll be... Oh, I almost forgot. When I was talking about the campaigns, I forgot to talk about the Gale one. So, yeah, the Gale one, the Christmas Gale one, I believe only Nutcracker Gale won that. So, yeah, we can compare it to that. So, yeah, there is definitely a possibility we could only get one Nita skin, but I feel like we'll be seeing two, similar to the first Super Soulmate campaign. So, yeah, that's a little bit... speculation kind of style rambling here. And before we round this up, while we're on the topic of Supercell Make, I'm going to talk about who I think will get the next Supercell Make, because why not? My guess is we'll probably see some sort of chromatic brawler. Get it? Just because we haven't seen a lot of newer chromatic... Okay, I say newer chromatic brawlers. The only one who really only has a Brawl Pass skin is... what's her face? Belle. But yeah, I could see us getting a Belle campaign. Although, I more see us getting, like... I could totally see a Rosa campaign, because her only skin is exclusive as of right now. So yeah, I feel like a Rosa campaign would be interesting. And also, like, there's so many ways you can bring it. Like, with her plants and... Like, by plants, I mean, obviously, plant backpack type thing. So yeah, I could definitely see a... Rosa campaign hitting it off. I mean, also, you know, we haven't got a Crow skin in a while. I would scroll through the Crow submissions for hours. Just looking at cool ideas. But yeah, I don't think that's the most likely, even though we haven't got a Crow skin in a while, just because of the amount of Crow skins there are. Like, we have Gold Mecha, we have Normal Mecha, we have Light Mecha, or sorry, Dark, or I can't even remember what... Is it Dark Mech? I can't even remember what my own skin... Night Mecha Crow. That's what it's called. So, yeah. We already have... Weird and Phoenix Crow, White Crow, True Silver and Gold, if you count those, yeah. I could definitely see that not happening, which is kind of an interesting way to put it. So, yeah. I don't know. I feel like a Shelly campaign could be interesting just because, you know, she's a... But I'm just thinking of that because she's like an OG brawler. I feel like one that could turn out... You know, Mr. P campaign might be good just because, you know, we only have Agent P. See, I'm thinking we could either see a Bill campaign, possibly Edgar campaign, although that might be a little less likely. We could see... I'm thinking Belle. I'm thinking... who else could it be? I forgot what I was just talking about a few seconds ago. Belle, Rosa, and Mr. P. I feel like the next campaign we see will be of one of those three. Because most of the brawlers they've released have at least had one skin, right? Gale, I mean, he had the... Terra's Bizarre skin, which I cannot remember the name of, at the Merchant Gale. Like, he and Merchant Gale, let's see, who, Nita, of course, had a bunch, and, I'm on the Gale topic, just because I was talking about them. Let's see, who else had stuff? I'm trying to think of the other Super Soul Mate campaigns. What was the first Super Soul Mate campaign? Bo, he had skins. He didn't have the most skins, but he did have skin. Actually, I don't know what skin we'll be talking about besides Light and Mecha Bo. Oh, well, I guess Mecha Bo counts, so, yeah. So, yeah, I'm thinking we'll probably be seeing a brawler with little or no skins. I'm feeling most likely Rosa, just because of the fact that, you know, her only skin right now is an exclusive one, which, you know, people might want that skin, or people might want a Rosa skin, and people who failed that challenge, I believe that wasn't a purchase offer either, so people who failed that challenge, they might, you know, want to pick up the skin, so... Just putting it out there. I mean, I'm not saying I'm salty because I got a concussion and missed out on that challenge, because I probably wouldn't buy Rosa's skin anyways. So, yeah. But I'll probably wrap this up. Hit tier 40 as we were podcasting. I really should stop playing games while I podcast. Discord's in the link description. Club's in the description. Quest now. See ya.
Don't mess with my crew!